Welcome, everyone, to the fierce compassion of the divine feminine, entering the era of the Empress, where women across the globe are discovering how to embody the Empress by living a life of compassion, character, courage, and grace. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and it's my great honor to be here with Jennifer Akkad. Jennifer is a soul embodiment authentic transformation coach. And she's also an international best-selling author. She left a successful mechanical engineering career in 2010 to follow her soul calling and live a life by design. For more than 9 years, she immersed herself thoroughly in yoga therapy and other healing schools, diving deeply into her own body and self-awareness to discover what she now calls the home within. She's the creatrix of the Authentic Woman You Are transformation system, and she has been accompanying people to create space in their body and in their lives in order to awaken the wisdom, truth, and answers they hold inside. Her mentoring programs are intimate containers where women gather to reignite their innate sacred power, ground in their essence, and reconnect to their authentic voice. By honoring their deepest desires and highest calling, women shift their lifestyle and activate their playground, manifesting a creative and fiercely aligned life as embodied souls while empowering others. They become the creatrix of their life and bloom into their gifts. Oh my goodness, Jennifer, that just sounds so juicy. And I love the title of your of our talk today, which is Embodying Your Authentic Path. So I was telling you earlier, I was way intrigued about your own personal journey. So can you tell us, I mean, that seems like a big jump. Can you tell us a little bit about your own personal story?
Sure, in a few lines, right? Trying to summarize a lifetime journey. But I would say that it's been a call since I'm very young. Truth seeking, freedom seeking, all of these, you know, concepts of breaking boxes. You know, always questioning systems that I was in and wondering if there was something else that existed and something that was more free that existed and more truth that existed. So it always was in my heart, that soul question, as I call. So I was led, I was led on my path, traveled a lot. And then I was an engineer, yes. And it was a calling to be an engineer. So it was not a mistake per se. I loved engineering. But at one point, the calling in my heart was really to work with people more. I was like, well, is it how I want to end my career life, you know, like working on machines? And something didn't make sense. So the calling in my heart was to start working more with the human being and start bridging what I had learned from my university of life, which was more my life experience, into service. And the calling became so strong that at one point I did go to my boss's office and told him, listen, I need to go home. And he was wondering what home meant. He's like, you want a sabbatical? What do you want? You want like to take some time off? I was like, no, I'm really going home. And So I quit engineering then, and going home was going home within, which was my body, because as much as I had explored the planet, I wanted to really, really explore my inner world and get to understand what was happening. You know, how did this machine function, as with my engineering and scientist ways I wanted to explore. So it was a big leap. I was scared when I made that leap, for sure. It did not come without fears, but the calling was stronger. And I knew intrinsically, viscerally, that if I was continuing on that path that had carried my life up until then, that I was going to get sick. My body was starting to give me symptoms. And I had the inner intelligence enough, like, or body wisdom enough, even if I hadn't really started the path of the body wisdom then, I knew something, a voice inside told me, if you continue, you're going to get sick and you're not going to be able to get pregnant somehow. And I was not being able to get pregnant back then. So I made that jump I jumped inside and things started opening, and a new path started opening. I got pregnant, and I mean, there's so much to share, but that was, I would say, the biggest leap I've made, I had made up until then, right? That was huge leap of faith based on a calling and something that I absolutely had no clue how it would look like after. I just didn't know where I was going, besides the fact that I wanted to learn deeply about my body and myself, and starting to offer services to the human, but I just didn't know what yet.
Wow. I hear so many women tell me that a story similar, but they're on the other side. They're over here on this side of the bridge going, I know there's something else. I know I'm supposed to be doing something else. I have no idea how to get there. So can you speak to us a little bit about the importance of embodiment as the bridge to your highest calling? It's like, how does that play in?
Yeah, I would put it in a simple word, which is connection to oneself, right? So by bringing our attention inside our body temple, right, we connect deeply to the truth that's inside of us. So truth is not outside of us, it's really inside of us. And we have all learned, you know, on our day to day and being busy and working and having a career and making things work, a marriage, whatever it is, we have our attention always out. But it's learning to bring this attention in to hear the whispers of the soul, or messages of our body. Really, like our body holds messages for us. It holds messages on our needs, what is a real yes, what is a real no in our life. Hold messages on our path, on our purpose, on our gifts. So many messages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so important. And also, it's my path. That's how, I mean, it's the main tool I use and I keep on using to connect to my body temple and pay attention and hear and then respond based on this. So that's why I'm promoting it so much. But we can, when I was traveling a lot, being in front of the ocean was connecting to, helping me connect to myself a lot. So the overall theme around this is having enough space to listen.
Yeah.
And creating enough space inside your body to hear what on a day-to-day we don't have enough space usually to hear, because our mind is busy, right?
Yeah.
It's just busy.
So then my next question, and I feel like I'm asking on behalf of all the women out there that are listening, is how do we do that? I
connect
mean,
to our body?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm going to give such a simple tool, but this is how it started for me, and this is what opened the curiosity for me. But I was on a plane, and I was reading a book by Eckhart Tolle. I think it was called something like The Present Moment or something. I
Yeah,
can't
the
remember
power of
exactly.
now. Yeah.
The Power of Now. Yes, exactly. And it was something like connecting to sensations of the body. So I started putting my attention on my hand. And I was like, oh, the sensations in my hand, right? Not just like a feeling of something touching my hand, but something inside. And my whole nervous system started responding in a way that I had never, ever felt before. And I started shaking, and like a lot of things started happening just by putting this. And then it opened the door for me of, well, if I'm putting attention on my hand and it does this, well, what else is going to happen if I put my attention on my whole body and on different parts? So it's a simple access, but it can start as simple as that, as being curious to feel a part of your body in a deeper way. And it will reveal what it wants to reveal at its own rhythm. We can never force the body to open, but it's always a sincere longing of something deeper that is going to help these doors to open. The keys to open the doors of your body is a sincere longing, a sincere calling. Like in your life, there's something really that wants to shift and to change. There's a wall that you're facing and you have a sincere question. What do I need to do? What's the door? I cannot continue like this. It really comes from that strong voice of like, something needs to change. Something needs to change, and I know there's a new path. I know there's another way. And then the body starts opening.
Wow. So I know that as you work with people privately, you probably go deeper into this, but I feel like women, you know, they know this, they hear you say it, but they may have a difficult time listening or knowing if it's their ego or their, you know, how do you access your authentic power and your authentic voice? And how do you tell the difference between that and what you want? You know, or your ego voice, I guess, is a better word.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to give body sensations and I'm going to share other things too. So body sensations, most of the time when it's what we call the ego, right? Or more the superficial self, or more the self that is in a protective way in survival mode. It's just a learned way. It tends to be the upper part of the body that speaks more. It tends to be like, if you pay attention to the sensations, the brain is most probably going to be like crunched a bit. The primal brain is going to be a bit squeezed. You're going to feel that your breath is shallower. You're going to feel that you're actually standing on your solar plexus and not being able to really, really sink into your pelvis. You might even notice that when you're walking more on the tip of your toes, but not necessarily like your heel is not resting on the floor. These are all like body ways to find quickly if you're operating, you know, more from something that's not really, really anchored and feeling safe on earth. The body speaks in that way. When you're anchored in your deeper voice, there's something that's your attention is in your womb space, for example, in your pelvis, on your pelvic floor. There's something that breathes deeply inside that area, right? There's something that pays attention, hears something from inside rather than just operates like a robot. And we develop that sense, you know, it doesn't come from one day to the other, right? And it's not about putting pressure on ourselves. Oh, I'm in the ego, or the ego is not even incorrect. It's here. It holds protection, and it also holds personas that are part of our toolbox.
Right.
You know, the closer we are anchored in source or soul or however we want to connect to name this, then our personas or our egos become tools that we ignite with our energy and are like, oh, well, this persona is required now to be understood or to vehiculate this message or to offer this gift or to present this on this podcast, for example, or like to be seen or to be recognized and to be able to help, right? So the ego is useful. And what else wants to be shared here? The deeper voice, the authentic path, for me at least, it's really connected to Mother Earth. It's really connected to a deep intimacy that we develop with Earth, with ourselves. Because Mother Earth, as we surrender our weight, as we surrender ourselves on her, she's just going to take all the shit out in a way. Like, let's put it like this. She's going to absorb everything that doesn't make us feel safe. So all our survival mechanisms, her nurturing natural energies, are going to soften all these patterns. And it's like the mother energy. She's going to be like, hey, baby, you can rest. Like, you are safe here. Nothing's going to happen. Like, and she's inviting us to be ourselves, our authentic selves. She's inviting us to allow our power and our gifts to come forth. That's what she wants, per se. That's our nature. She's inviting us back to our nature. And the closer we are to our nature, the more we realize that we are safe in our power, which is countercurrent from society, right?
Right.
But when we deeply listen, we realize, wow, like I'm safe. It's okay to be seen. It's okay to be in my gifts. It's okay to be in this potential.
Beautiful. So I have so many questions. I feel like there's going to be a lot of women out there listening that are going to go, oh, I want that. How do I get there? And so maybe this is a spot where you can tell us a little bit about what you offer and how you get women into the space where you are, because I'm sure they're all going to want to go. So how do they do that?
Okay, the first step is always for me embodiment, right? It's always learning to bring our attention from outside to inside. So, and there are tools for this. There is an embodiment practice that I share that I've been personally practicing for 13 years. I was deeply immersed in yogic studies and I was in my own laboratory. So whatever I studied from inside is shared, right? So it's learning the pathway to the intimate connection with the body. For me, as part of this transformation system, it's always the first step because you want to learn to listen to your own wisdom, to your voice, to the inner whispers, rather than giving the power to a coach that is going to say, well, this is the truth and this is not. Of course, a coach can guide and can have intuitive insights, but you always want to have your compass. So the first step is always this, and it's through the body, learning to tap inside. Then this brings a lot of clarity, right? So there's a process. I have different things, 6 months program at different levels, connecting to your womb, to your feminine energy, that is not like what we have been conditioned, which is, pushing to get results, but more receiving insights and responding and allowing structures to be built around the wisdom. With the clarity that you obtain inside, then you start shifting your playground because you gain clarity. Then you're like, oh, well, this relationship is not working, or I need to say this in this context, or I need to quit this job because it's not aligned, or that's my dream or that's my vision. Well, let me say yes to it and let's start putting in place what's required in 3D or in our playground to make to build on these new answers. And then it's like a reset because as we are acting or responding here on Earth based on the answers that we get inside, well, we start resetting as a new person. There's a rebirth that happens. And that's the new layer of authentic self. And of course, it's always undergoing, right? It's we are authentic and more authentic and more authentic, and it's a life path. And from there, I like calling it the blooming. Because once you start, once you do these resets over and over, your gifts, natural gifts, appear more and more. And naturally, it wants to give back. So whether it's in a context of business or it's in a context of community or however it wants to be vehiculated, the blooming is all about owning up to your gifts and saying, hey, I am sharing this, and I'm going the structures that are going to be created to share more and be more visible, which is also a new stretch for the nervous system to be visible in our gifts totally. And the whole embodiment practice helps the nervous system to ground and feel safe and helps to build resiliency to receive more of potential, more of soul coding. So that's why embodiment is always the first step. And the blooming then continues. Then we are creatrixes. It becomes a dance with receiving intuitions and insights on creation and what's required. And then we give birth to projects and we give birth to new worlds. And this is, I'm going to say it's a little bit more advanced on the path, but that's, the whole series goes like this from intimate connection to really embodying the creatrix and laying in life and really living the lifestyle, the upgraded lifestyle that you're meant to be, not from a greedy place, but really from a purposeful place. Because it takes you. And there's, yes, that's, I mean, I'm summarizing a
No,
process here.
I know, because I know there's a lot. So talk
Yes.
to us a little bit. I think where women's fear and trepidation comes are two places. Number one, just the practical pieces, because most of us may not feel brave enough to just walk away from the job and walk away from everything to go inside. And then the other place is that allowing ourselves to be visible. So, how do we receive, as you say, fiercely from the feminine and trust? How do we trust and create that creative flow and then be able to just fall back into that?
It's I mean, it's really a deep choice. It's a decision.
Yeah.
Because there's no magic formula. It
Right.
it does require courage, right? You know, whether it's you or me or any other mentor, you know, none of us is going to promise a magic pill.
Right. Right.
Because it doesn't work like this. It's a calling. It's something, and I have shivers as I say this, right? It's really a deep decision that it's a deep decision to not operate as before because it has not worked and something else wants to emerge. So once you make that decision of like, okay, yes, show me the way, and it comes from a sincere place, the right mentors that are going to come in place, the right courses, it's just going to line up with that sincere decision, deep, sincere decision. Something, if when we pay attention, we notice that something is shifting on the outside, because as you say, yes, there's a new magnetism, a new vibration in your body already that tells the creator, or however you want to call it, that you're ready. So it will start showing a different movie in front. That's the manifestation process. And when we have the space coming with the embodiment, also when we have enough space and we're not glued to the movie, right? And we have enough, we're zooming out, we see these things happening and we start perceiving, oh, yes, that's new. Okay, I'm going to say yes. Let's be curious. Curiosity is another ingredient. Nothing's going to happen wrong, right? So we are curious. We say yes. Oh, let me bridge with this step, or let me say yes to that coach. Let me take that class. Let me say, instead of quitting, I mean, I had big leaps when I quit that job, but it can be smaller leaps to practice the nervous system to say yes, even though there's fear. De-inflaming fear, or de-dramatizing fear, because fear is going to be there. It's just part of the path. It is part of the path.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
there's
if
so
you
much to share.
I know.
Yes.
I could just sit here and just drink it all in. So if you could share anything that you would want to say to women out there around this topic, what would it be?
I mean, say yes, and let's not be illusioned by fear. Fear actually is an ally in the sense that it's protecting our nervous system until it's not. Until we're like, hey, fear, we look at fear in front, like eye to eye, and we have a dialogue with fear, and we're like, okay, well, what's the love behind? You know, what are you protecting me from? And the answer is always, always your potential. Unless a lion chases you and you're about to die, and it's really, really the real survival mode that kicks in, which is valid. Fear is a protection of your potential, because your nervous system has learned that it's not safe to be visible in your potential, to be visible in your power. So we have layers of fear accumulated in our body, which create tension. And the embodiment practice helps release these tensions and peel off the fears and say bye to the fear, acknowledging it, not looking at it as the enemy or going on the opposite side, which is another protection. No, saying thank you, fear, but I'm ready for love. I'm ready for love. I'm ready. That's what I'm choosing.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh, this is just so exciting to hear all of this. So talk to us a little bit about your free gift, Discovering the Home Within.
Okay. So it's amazing because it's so linked with what we are sharing about the embodiment practice. So it's a Discovering Home Within. It's a 90-minute practice extracted from one of my 6 months containers. And it is the embodiment practice that will teach you to be intimate with your own body, meaning bring attention in through a series of postures, palpation, meditation. And so you just press play and you dive into the practice. You will feel what it does to your body. It weaves you with the current of Mother Earth. It weaves you with the current of the authentic path, because it's all encoded. And it's going to weave you with your truth inside. Of course, it's a 90-minute practice that you can practice over and over. And it's a path. So it's going to give you a taste of how your body feels following a practice like this. And then if you want more, there are obviously options to have more and to keep on going with the path.
And if people want to keep on going and they want to get a hold of you, they can find you on your website. Is that how they check?
Yes. And the beauty on the website now, I'm creating like, journeys for like initiatory level, and also that, can be purchased at accessible levels just for them to bathe and be more autonomous in it. And then there are options also to, to be in mentoring and I'm going to say higher level journeys, but once you have been initiated, it's easier to go faster after.
Right.
Yes.
Wow. I am just so intrigued. I can't wait to go look myself. Jennifer, this has been amazing. I just feel like I've just gotten to dip my toe in, and I've been doing this for, gosh, 35 years, but I've never heard it in quite this way. And so I can't wait to go explore. So thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're offering to the planet, what you're offering to women on this planet. My personal goal is that we are going to be the change. And I can see that. I can see that in all of the speakers that are coming in, and especially this. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Kathy. I feel this, and thank you for everything that you're putting together for our planet too, where we are all in the same boat. And my heart pumps as I'm sharing this. Thank you so much for all the speakers also who are here.